In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
As an introduction, I would like to attract your kind attention to some points about Surah Al-Kawthar. Surah Al-Kawthar is the 108th chapter and a Makki surah of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Kawthar is a Makki chapter. In the order of revelation, it is the 15th chapter revealed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the current order of compilation, it is the 108th surah, located in the 30th juz of the Holy Quran. It is the shortest chapter of the Holy Quran, which is called Al-Kawthar because its first verse talks about an abundance to the Prophet of Allah called Al-Kawthar, asking the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say prayers and sacrifice for such a great blessing.
Instances of Al-Kawthar are variously interpreted as the pond of Kawthar, the heaven, an abundance of the good, prophethood, the Holy Quran, the great number of his companions, and intercession.
In the view of many of our scholars, one instance of Al-Kawthar is Lady Fatima, Salamallah alayha, and her husband Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, and their 11 infallible children and descendants, the true successors of the Holy Prophet, alayhim assalam. Because the chapter was revealed in response to those who had claimed that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had no progeny.
As to the virtue of the recitation of Surah Al-Kawthar, it is said, if one recites the chapter in his daily prayers, then he will drink from the pond of Kawthar on the day of resurrection, and will be a companion of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the tree of Tuba. Now, let's please listen together to the verses of the chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shali'aka huwal abtar.
In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Indeed we have given you abundance. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice the sacrificial camel. Indeed it is your enemy who is without posterity.
في ثواب الأعمال بإسناده عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال من قرع إنا أعطيناك الكوثر في فرائره ونوافله سقاه الله من الكوثر يوم القيامة وكان محدثه عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في أصل طوبى.
Ibn Babawayh, by his chain, from Abi Basir, who has narrated. Abi Abdullah, alayhi salam, has said, one who recited, indeed, we gave you Al-Kawthar, Surah Al-Kawthar, in his obligatory salats and his optional salats, Allah Mighty and Majestic, will quench his thirst, from, Al-Kawthar on the Day of Judgment, and he will be discussing, in the presence of the Holy Prophet of Allah at the roots of Tuba tree.
في تفسير البرهان ومن خواص القرآن روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال من قرأ هذه السورة سقاه الله تعالى من نحر الكوثر ومن كل نحر في الجنة وكتب له 10 حسنات بعدد كل من قرب قربانا من الناس يوم النحر.
And from the book Kawaz al-Quran, it is reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam having said, one who recites this surah Al-Kawthar, Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, would quench him, from the river Al-Kawthar, and from every river in the paradise, and write for him rewards of the number of every one from the people, who offered a sacrifice on the day of the sacrifice, 10th Zilhajjah.
ومن قرأها ليلة الجمعة 100 مرة رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في منامه رأي العين. لا يتمثل بغيره من الناس إلا كما يراه.
And one who recites Surah Al-Kawthar on the night of the Friday 100 times, would see the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his dream, seeing with the eyes, not a resemblance of other than him from the people, but, just as he sees him.